Good morning. It's time for The Ship Report, the show about all things maritime. I'm Joanne Rideout. It's Friday, July 6th, 2018. We have 15 vessels on today's Columbia River ship schedule. In our marine weather forecast, we have a small craft advisory, something we haven't had in a while, for winds in effect from 9 a.m. this morning through this evening. That means winds 20 to 34 knots are possible offshore. And so it's going to be kind of windy out there. You can see that even in the land-based forecast that we're going to have 18-mile-per-hour winds. But the way it usually works is the further you get out to sea, sometimes the winds get stronger the further you go away from the shore. But also along this corridor, just off the Oregon coast, sometimes it's like a little pocket of its own weather. And sometimes the winds can race around out there and be really pretty turbulent. Compared to how they are elsewhere. So we have overall in the forecast today, south winds 10 to 15 knots, gusting to 20, rising to 25 by midday, and we could even have 30-knot gusts possible north of Tillamook in the afternoon, so windy conditions there. Wind waves from the south, 4 feet and at 5 seconds apart. That reflects our local waves caused by our local winds. And then those swells from the southwest coming in from further out to sea, 3 feet high at about 15 seconds apart. So we always have those two forces acting on our marine environment. We have the local wind waves caused by whatever our local winds are doing, and then those swells that are coming in from way far away, sometimes as far away as Japan, caused by maybe a storm there, some kind of disturbance in the water, and that energy travels all the way across the Pacific to us here on the West Coast. So we have that going on out there, and then we have a chance of showers in the afternoon. And today I'm going to be talking to you. I kind of have a cool boat alert this morning. There's a really neat research vessel that came into Astoria this morning. I saw her on the marinetraffic.com website earlier coming in past Hammond. She's at the East Mooring Basin. Her name is the Terra, and she is a sailboat, a schooner, but she's also a French research vessel, and she's studying coral reefs. We're going to talk about why she's here and kind of a cool boat that you can go see later on if you want to take a look at her. Let's take a look at our Columbia River ship schedule for the day. We have 6 inbounders, we have 4 in the Astoria anchorage, and we have 5 outbounders heading downriver and out to sea. Our first arrival in the river is the Falmouth Bay. She's arriving from Japan, headed for Astoria's anchorage, and she'll be going upriver eventually to pick up wheat, but she's arriving in Astoria's anchorage, did arrive around 5:30 this morning. The Terra, as I said earlier, is now at the East Mooring Basin. She's a research vessel. Probably arrived there around 6 a.m. The Orient Shine is arriving from Japan, headed for Astoria's anchorage. She probably arrived there a little while ago or will shortly. She'll be heading upriver to pick up logs in Longview eventually. The Nord Pluto is arriving from South Korea, headed for Astoria's anchorage. She'll be arriving there around 11:30 a.m. The articulated tug and barge rig, an ATB, the Dublin Sea is arriving from offshore, headed for Portland. Her cargo is refined petroleum. These ATB rigs are a tug and a barge attached together. They're kind of not one towing the other, not the tug towing the barge, but the tug fits in a notch in the rear of the barge and the tug kind of pushes it along, but they're attached with a hydraulic pin assembly. So when you glance at them, it looks kind of like an odd-looking ship, but it actually is a tug and a barge that can separate at the dock. And so it's kind of a newer tug and barge technology. She'll be passing around 11 a.m. past Astoria, and you'll see her in Portland by about 5 p.m. The Signe Bulker is arriving from Long Beach, California, headed for the Kalama Anchorage. Could be corn, soy, or wheat there. She'll pass Astoria in the wee hours of the morning, maybe about 12:30, 1 o'clock on Saturday, and you might see her in Kalama by 5:30 a.m. or so on Saturday morning. In the Astoria Anchorage, we have the Lady Maria Ocean leaving around noontime to head up to Vancouver, Washington, to pick up wheat. And then we have the Angelic Zephyr, the Bonanza YR, and the Annika N, all awaiting orders in the Astoria Anchorage. In our outbounders, the Sea Wind is heading out of Kalama. She headed out about 4 a.m., so any minute now around 9 a.m., she could pass Astoria outbound. Could be wheat on board that ship. The Port Estrella is leaving Kalama. She's definitely got wheat on board, leaving around 12:30 p.m., so about 5 hours later, you'll see her past Astoria outbound. The Grand Mercury is a car ship leaving the port of Portland around 3:30, so about 9:30 tonight. Look for a very high-sided ship gliding past Astoria, perhaps in the twilight. The Storm Harbor is leaving Vancouver around 4:30 p.m. She's got wheat on board, so she's a bulk carrier. She'll be heading out about 4:30, so maybe 10:30 tonight, outbound past Astoria. And another articulated tug and barge rig, the ATB Vision, is leaving Portland. Petroleum on board. They are leaving around 6 p.m., so around midnight you might see her running lights passing Astoria outbound. Well, let's talk about Cool Boat Alert. There's a neat boat in Astoria. I love to talk about research vessels, just fascinate me anyway, because there's such neat stuff going on there. Crews of people going out at sea trying to learn more about our natural world. So the Tara, often research vessels, when they come into town, they come into the port of Astoria. They're really pretty big. This boat is about 115 feet long, something like that, the Tara. But they're big motorized vessels, and they dock at the port of Astoria. This is a little bit different. She's a sailboat. She's a schooner. She has two masts. And she belongs to a French nonprofit. And she motored into Astoria this morning with a pilot on board and is now at the East Mooring Basin in town. So a little bit about her. She's about 114 feet long. She's sailing under the French flag, which is kind of unusual because she belongs to this French nonprofit. From what I understand from her website, you can look her up. T-A-R-A is the name of the vessel. She's here doing research on coral reefs in the Pacific. So she's on like a two-year circuit of the Pacific studying coral reefs. And so on board this vessel are, of course, the crew and a team of researchers who are doing research on coral reefs. So from what I can understand about her, she came here from Hawaii. So she's taken a long run across the Pacific, and I bet her crew is a little bit happy to be in port where maybe they can get off the ship. So why would a research vessel come into Astoria per se? Well, if you look at the Oregon coast, we are in Astoria, one of the easiest places with a fairly big port with lots of resources for a vessel like that to come in and just take a break, because we're not that far, maybe an hour and a half from the mouth of the river. I don't have to go all the way to Portland. So it is a fairly easy place for a vessel, relatively speaking, to come in and get a safe harbor, get fuel, get supplies. So she may be here to change research crews or add people, or people may be leaving the ship. They might have a relief captain. So these are some of the things that research vessels do when they come in. If she's having any mechanical problems, she could get help if something's broken on the ship. If she needs to take on supplies, her crew could go ashore and shop for food. So there's a lot of reasons why a ship might, of any kind, might come in here and dock. So when you see those research vessels we have them fairly frequently, especially in the summer, coming in here, they are docking so that they can get access to land and resources on land, things that they couldn't do at sea. So Astoria can be a really good and fairly inexpensive place, relatively speaking, for a ship like that to come in. So if you get a chance to go down to the East Mooring Basin and take a look at the Tara, it sounds like an excellent adventure for these folks being on this ship and doing all this research. So that's my cool ship alert for the day. You've been listening to The Ship Report, show about all things maritime. I'm Joanne Rideout. Thanks for listening, and have a great weekend.